Meditation 10. The Little People.
There I was, a single soul, relishing the unlimited sensual gratification in the heavenly planets. There was no end to my intense pleasure, as with my heightened powers, I could use my fantastic sensual facilities to manipulate various energies. I delighted in the power of manifestation. What more to life could there be than the continuous enjoyment of such abilities? Just like the drug addict who enjoys the drug while simultaneously looking for more. One day, a humble saint came into my presence. After properly respecting him, I asked his purpose. To my amazement, he said, "I have come to do something for you." I laughed, replying, "What can you do for me? I have everything I need, and what I don't have, I can create." He looked at me with a penetration that went deep into my heart and sought out my deepest desire. "You want power? More power? Maximum power?" he said. I responded with a loud, "Yes! Come with me. I can connect you with maximum power." He then took my hand. We began to travel through the air and space like cosmic travelers. We reached the earth. As we entered the atmosphere, he disappeared. I tried to use my power to bring him back, but I failed. Then I tried to invoke the proper energies to project myself back to the higher realms, but I was unable to do so. I then heard his voice say, "Prepare to learn many things, my child." I found myself going into a trance. When I gained consciousness, I was surrounded by little people. As they approached me, some asked me to tell them how to get power, while others asked more directly that I empower them. I thought that I could be rid of these little people by quickly fulfilling their meager desires. I wanted to return to my own extraordinary activities. I tried to invoke the energies I usually manipulate, but to my surprise, I found myself totally powerless. I quickly dismissed those little people, only to find them replaced by others. Each day I sent thousands away, and daily thousands returned, carrying their request like heavy burdens. I had not the power to grant their request. I hadn't even the power to empower them. But still, they came. Even in my dreams, the demands never stopped. All the things they were asking for were trivial and insignificant. But they were convinced that once their demands were fulfilled, they would finally be happy. I tried to explain to them, in many ways, how ridiculous and foolish their concerns were. Sometimes they would agree with me, thinking to flatter me and win my approval that way, thus having won me to their side, I would grant their request. I tried in so many cases to show them that what they were asking for, they already had. Some I tried to show how to learn from the lessons of others and how power ultimately destroys. Still with others, I tried to steer them away from the pursuits of power as a fashionable trend. friend and point out to them how all-encompassing lust is to no avail. This situation dragged on for lifetimes. I grew tired of this activity and wondered when it was ever going to cease. As if in answer to my thoughts, the saint that brought me to this hellish place appeared. He explained how he had arranged to send all these people to me in order for me to see my own faults, my crazy desires, and my intoxication with power. I begged him to release me from this planet, but he was not convinced I had given up my old mindset. Then he said, "My son, this is false ego. When you have fully learned your lesson, not only will I free you from this hell, but I will take you far beyond the hell you were previously attached to. We have been watching you for a long time. Your illusions, your attachments to your previous environment have rendered you useless. You have even become a disturbance to the universal order of things. My son, you were so overly occupied with what little opulence you had, and you had become so childishly addicted to manipulative powers that the divine beings have given up on you. I chose to intervene. My curse upon you will eventually help you to prepare for service to our worshipful Lord. Go on and serve your time here, dealing with various manifestations of your false ego. Your case is chronic, but at the same time hopeful. I will return for you after several lifetimes. Do not fear, my child. I will always return from time to time to give you solace. There are hundreds of thousands of little people for you to take care of. Help them, for they are your own selves."